Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting third. The third baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Kent Hadley. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Sitoris. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John Sitoris. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Neil Chrisley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Lepsio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foytak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foytak. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of serve. Keene reaches second base with a double. Harris moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harris scores. Keene scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berberet moves to second. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Hadley for the double play. Two outs. Hal Smith pinch hits for Frank House. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Smith now catching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Clem Chalk reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a line drive into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sitoris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sitoris strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris hits a line drive into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Berberet hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0 for 1 in the game. Chrisley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Chrisley reaches second base with a double. Bowling moves to third. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio is walked intentionally. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0 for 1 in the game. Foytak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Serve strikes out. Two outs. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Grunewald now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yost moves to third. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yost scores. Harris moves to third. Keene moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grunewald fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. Keene moves to third. Kaline moves to second. 2 outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling is walked intentionally. Tom Sturtevant now pitching. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Neil Chrisley. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing left field. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 1 in the game. Klimchuk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Tom Sturtevant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturtevant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0 for 2 in the game. Foytak hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Foytak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. 1 out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 2 in the game. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clem Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Berberet hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hadley takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Groth. Lump reaches second base with a double. Hadley moves to third. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hadley scores. Lump moves to third. One out. It's 5-3, Tigers. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Klimchuk strikes out. Two outs. Dick Williams pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump scores. It's 5-4, Tigers. Bob Smith now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Maris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, Athletics. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Joe Morgan. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Groth. Jablonski reaches second base with a double. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Serve is walked intentionally. Pete Burnside now pitching. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Grimm now pitching. Dick Williams now playing third base. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of serve. Lepsio reaches second base with a double. Bowling goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6 Athletics. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Pete Burnside. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Narlski now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Snyder hits a line drive towards short. Lepsio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Bob Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Berberet hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klimchuk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.